Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 22nd. Coming up, we'll tell you what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. May is National Bike Month, and as the summer weather approaches, cyclists recommend giving your bike a closer look before heading out for a ride. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
Jeff Yockey with the cycling advocacy group Champaign County Bike says cycling is a great way to experience the world around you.
The speed of a bicycle gives you time to observe your surroundings, and that's one of the beautiful things. You can notice things happening in other people's yards. You can see flowers and things that are blooming, and you can be aware of situations ahead of time.
But before you hop on your bike, Yockey says it's best practice to check if you need to reinflate your tires. He also recommends testing your brakes and oiling up your bike chain if it's rusted over time. He says you should avoid distractions like headphones that can stop you from hearing things on the road. And you should always wear a helmet when going for a ride. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
An issue that started as a student election referendum at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is now a bill moving through Springfield. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Last spring, U of I students overwhelmingly approved a measure requiring campus health centers to provide medication abortion pills, but the school refused. Now, Democratic State Senator Selena Villanueva is pushing legislation that would direct all public colleges and universities with health centers to allow access.
In the state of Illinois, it is legal, and we are simply allowing the access to something that students are paying for.
Republican members are opposed because the bill removes a requirement that the pills are approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Villanueva says she did this to preempt any changes from the Trump administration. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Seatbelts could be required in new school buses in Illinois starting in 2031. Illinois lawmakers have approved a measure requiring those new buses to have seatbelts that include shoulder and lap belts. Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan of Deerfield, the sponsor, says this shouldn't be a heavy lift for bus companies.
This is really consistent with what all school bus manufacturers, especially the larger school bus manufacturers, are doing already. And with a six-year phase-in, there's no known cost because this really is consistent with what they're already doing.
School districts would not have to retrofit existing buses. Districts and bus drivers would not be responsible for teaching children how to use the seatbelts, and buses registered out of state would not have to comply. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker needs to sign the bill for it to become a law. With the demolition of Breezy Tower in downtown Danville now in progress, many community members are reflecting on what the city's tallest building meant for them. Mike Marin is president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce group Vermilion Advantage. He remembers when the 12-story building was filled with offices, including one where his father once worked.
I know my dad, that would have been before I was born, but he actually got a start working at the commodity brokerage firm there. He would go to the junior college, DAC, and come back after school and go to work at that firm.
Danville officials decided to have Breezy Tower demolished after it laid vacant for years. That says pieces of its terracotta facade began falling into the street below. Marin says the building reminds many people of a time when Danville was a more prosperous city with a growing industrial sector. But he thinks the demolition of Breezy Tower may mark a time to turn the page and begin working towards the city's revival. Still to come, we'll tell you all about the arts, culture, and entertainment coming to Central Illinois. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a chance of light rain and a high of 62 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing skies with a low of 44 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 48 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 70 degrees, with an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, political leader, lawyer, and voting rights activist Stacey Abrams. Plus, Illinois wheelchair athlete Susanna Scaroni. She's competed in four Paralympic Games and this year won her second Boston Marathon. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Moore.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, May 22nd, there's the Jazz in the Park at Robert C. Porter Family Park. That's off of Rising and Windsor in Champaign. From 6 to 8 p.m., featuring live music by Reginald Lewis Group. And a Brazilian jazz ensemble. This is part of the Champaign Park District's annual Jazz in the Park concerts from 6 to 8 p.m. at Robert Porter Family Park on Thursday.
Also on Thursday, May 22nd, it's karaoke night at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's the inaugural night of summer karaoke at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana from 7 to 11 on Thursday.
And on Thursday, May 22nd, Champaign Park District presents Beetlejuice Jr. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign from 7 to 9 p.m. This show runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. There's also a matinee on Saturday at 2 p.m. It's based on the iconic film and on CPD's 2025 youth theater theme, Myth, Magic, and Mayhem.
Going full disclosure, it's a show about death.
Everybody gets on fine here like Rogers.
You can see Beetlejuice Jr. starting on Thursday, the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign.
And on Friday, May 23rd, it's Small Grains Field Fest at Riggs in Urbana from 3 until 6 p.m. It's the University of Illinois and Riggs Beer Company invite anyone interested in wheat, barley, and other small grains in Illinois to tour 18 demo plots of different varieties that are planted at the brewery. According to Riggs, farmers, researchers, beer enjoyers, and others are welcome to this family-friendly space on Friday.
And on Friday, May 23rd, Candlelight Serenade Jazz Edition at the Lake House in Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 8:30 to 10 p.m. Enjoy a twinkly summer concert from a live jazz combo while you paddle around Crystal Lake. This is weather permitting. You can visit rainoutline.com and search for the Urbana Park District to see if the event is still happening. Again, that is the Jazz Edition of the Candlelight Serenade on Friday, May 23rd at 8:30 at the Crystal Lake Park.
On Saturday, May 24th, it's Esquire's 50th birthday party at Esquire in Champaign starting at 11 a.m. Food, drink specials, and live music all day long. It's one of the best bars in Champaign.
And on Saturday, May 24th, it's Prairie Farm's 2025 opening day celebration at Prairie Farm in Champaign. From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., there are open petting times with friendly farm animals, food, games, crafts, and prizes.
And on Sunday, May 25th, it's live music at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana from 3 until 5. Mariachi Libertad, CU's first official community mariachi group. And then from 8 to 11, it's Chachi and the Bandidos, all at live music at the Rose Bowl starting at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
And on Sunday at 8 p.m., Smooth Sailin' Yacht Rock Night is at Bentley's in Champaign. From 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., four DJs will be on deck to play smooth yacht rock jams. For information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Jim Meadows, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.